Hello.
Oh, you got in. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Girl, what took you so long? Wasn't I leaving you?
Weird. Leading me to an episode in May 9th, 2019.
Oh.
That was weird.
So, we have returned from the dead.
Yes.
Yep. You miss me?
Ooh, I keep angrily opening the
door. I got this mic.
Oh, no.
Ooh. Ooh, yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Does it sound good? I don't think, like, is it good?
Chipmunks.
Ooh, yeah.
Ew.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh, wait, hold up. My dog wants to go in the door. So. Come in. Help. Oh my god, she's so irritating.
My dog wants to get out.
Oh my god, you're so cute. Look, you want to say something?
Hello.
Say something. She said,
ew.
She said that she really enjoys this podcast. And that she can't wait until she makes her next guest appearance. So, yeah.
Nice.
Ew, she just burped.
Ew.
Yeah. Does this not sound like... Oh my god, yeah. Yeah. I don't want to.
No.
How's your day, Governor?
It's good.
Nice Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It's nice and gloomy outside, per usual.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I like it. Oh my god. So, I want to talk about this. So, a few weeks ago, I was petting, my sister was petting Daisy, right?
Yeah.
And we noticed that she had like a little like a pocket of like, it looked like a pocket of pus, almost. Yeah. And we found out it was like a parasite, like it was disgusting.
Sucking on her?
Yeah, like eating her alive. Like sucking on her blood.
Wow.
Like it was right next to her head. She's probably like really dumb right now. She loves brain cells.
How'd they get it off?
They just pulled it out. We took it. Yeah, they just whoop. And so basically we took it to the bank.
Yeah.
And long story short, they took it out. So yeah. That's what they did. They took it out. With tweezers and everything. Oof. But I feel bad for her. She probably was in pain. My little days. My little rat. Ratita. Oh my god, I love the music when it turns off.
Ooh.
Little piano moment. Daisy.
Can you close my door?
So yeah, that's what I'm doing. So what are you doing? What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
We're staying home, I think. My mom had a plan to go to my grandma's, but we're still unsure. I don't want to go.
I don't want to go, dude. Oh my god, it's too much.
It is. Oh, just eating.
Too much drama. Yeah, it's just eating. Like it's just another dinner.
A big one.
Yeah. A really big one. I'm going to my grandma's house, and my dad went out early from work, and he's gonna get here like around 4. And then we're gonna go to my grandma's house and we're gonna celebrate Thanksgiving.
Stop closing the doors, you're gonna leave like in 2 minutes.
Oh my god, my dog literally all she wants to do is come in my room and come out. Like, she'll come in my room and then seconds later she'll be like, okay, bye. Like, I'm done. This boy. Good boy. You suck.
Maybe he's checked this up on you now. like checking if you're still alive.
Oh, she's like, you've been in bed all day, so I'm just making sure. If you're breathing, if you pulse. Ooh, yeah. Thanksgiving. There's no Thanksgiving movies, are they? Like, just like, I guess like Charlie Brown has a bunch of Thanksgiving
movies. Yeah, it's all that comes to mind.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about Thanksgiving and the history behind it. So basically, a lot of people think, basically, the basic story of Thanksgiving is a lie and a myth. That we did not have, and I think the Thanksgiving story basically depicts the Indians, especially the Wamapoa tribe, as something of the sort, like they just, like, oh yeah, just like, colonized this area. Wampanoag, yeah. And they just like, oh, we're giving you our land. Like, that's, like, the story of it. And we lived happily ever after, but that did not happen.
Yeah.
And it's kind of sad, honestly. Because we make the relationship between, like, Europeans and Indians, like, seem so lovely and everything. But in reality, it wasn't. Like, the tribe showed them kindness. They helped them, blah, blah, blah. And the true story of it is that Europeans would give them infected blankets with disease to kill them off.
Wow.
And I was just like, wow. And it's the myth of Thanksgiving basically, like, contributes to manifest destiny, basically.
Oh. Like, okay.
Yeah.
See you.
Social studies, eighth grade. And this idea of... Yeah. Oh my god, this is that. And this idea of retrieving more land and being more powerful, basically.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's terrible. Just, and the fact that they don't teach us that in school, and they want us to think that America is, like, the greatest country in the world.
Yeah, like, they...
When I was little, I thought America was, like, oh my god, top notch. Like, we're so amazing. No one could beat us.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, it's garbage.
Yeah, they cover up the genocide.
Literally, literal genocide. And stealing land. And claiming that they got it fairly. Like, no, sweetie. And then they sugarcoat, like, they don't go everything. They don't go in depth. I think the only thing they go in depth, really, is the Holocaust. But in the Holocaust, they're the good guys.
Yeah.
And they try to sugarcoat slavery. And they think they're not, because they're actually teaching us it. But they don't go in depth about, like, what they actually did.
Yeah.
Like, what do you know about slavery, Carol?
It was bad, I guess. No, we got rid of it.
I guess. And then they got rid of it. But we never learned what they would specifically do to slaves. Yeah. Or, like, how they would treat them. It's so bad. And I hate it.
For what?
Like, for what? Like, what was the reason? Why would you...
I think I just used this one. I think so. But yeah, they just, like, cover up all the, you know, because we, just so much. Yeah. Like, what do you call it when?
Daisy.
Sad for them, you know?
When what? you went, get brain farted. Get a brain fart.
It did. But, like, I mean...
You literally just stopped.
Get back.
Oh, my God, Daisy.
Like, imagine how traumatizing it was to be, like, oh, no. And then Native Americans today, like, walking around seeing everyone celebrating, like, the assault mm-hmm. of their culture and their people. Yeah. It's, like...
disgusting.
Yeah.
And I read this article the other day, but, like, it was a really good article.
Mm-hmm.
It went in depth and everything. Lizzie, stop licking me.
In the first things game. I'm gonna read that.
Oh, and you know what is coming up? The best holiday of the year. Thanksgiving. Wait, not Thanksgiving. I'm sorry. Christmas. Oh my god, Christmas is... Remember when, like, Christmas was, like, a year away?
Yeah. We're taking graduation photos?
Yeah.
I threw mine away.
Oh my god. Literally, they're so gross and disgusting.
And the fact that
I will never repeat.
Taken too.
Yeah. I will never repeat my 8th grade year or in middle school ever again.
No.
Literally, so traumatizing.
I peaked 6th grade level.
I don't think I haven't peaked yet. Like, hopefully, I don't peak in school because that's just sad.
Oh, well.
<It's a> shame. Yeah, Carol. No, but I mean, like, people in, like, because I don't think you peaked in 6th grade. I think you were, like, I down. Oh, well.
Yeah.
But, like, peak in, like, in life, I mean.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. Not yet.
And, like, I feel like if you peak in high school or, like, in school, that's just, like, you have, that's, like, your first, like, what, like, 16 years of life?
Yeah.
And, like, what, the other, like, ones you're just gonna, like, not, like, do as much?
Doesn't sound, it's not a good thing.
Yeah. Silence.
Oh!
My land is your land.
Indeed.
It's like... We were brainwashed. Mm-hmm. What else can we talk about? What's your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
Because I've never had any of the classic.
Okay. What? I can't hear you really good. I'm good.
Hello?
Do you like turkey? Do you like turkey?
Do you like turkey?
No. It's disgusting.
It is. Oh my god.
Who eats that?
It's so dry. So disgusting. I mean, the only way you can eat it is if you eat it with stuffing. That's the only way it makes it edible. Literally, love, like,
it's so gross. Who decided that turkey would be?
Yeah, and it's like the main dish too.
Yeah, like, it's not gross. It's gross. It's literally ew. I don't think I've ever eaten a piece of turkey and been like, wow, that's amazing.
Like, yeah, I'm grateful for that. Like, no.
No.
Ooh.
Wait,
you get so
I like mashed potatoes. Oh my god, I love mashed potatoes so much.
Like, I don't think, cause you could literally make potatoes in any way, shape, or form.
Yes.
Mashed potatoes, baked potatoes.
Oof, yeah.
Potatoes by itself, French fries.
Mhm.
I mean, the possibilities
are endless.
Literally, oh my god. Potato ice cream. Potato.
Okay, no, that's nasty. You've gone too far.
I just like potatoes.
Ew, remember okay. the Victorious role players on Roblox?
Oh, we were playing Roblox, and what game were we playing? Oh, we were playing like a Big Brother game.
Yeah,
like it was big, like Big Brother mm-hmm. on Roblox. And there was this teacher and everything, and they were role playing
as Victoria.
There was this, yeah, and there was this girl named Jade West,
Mr. Frank.
Oh, I feel bad. Oh my god, as me and Carol were nominated to be evicted. As well as Mr. Frank, and they picked Mr. Frank.
Yeah, that's unexpected.
Yeah, because we were like, oh my god, we're gonna lose. And then it was like, okay, the person they picked it is
Mr. Frank.
Mr. Frank! Oh, we also played, Ice. Oh, yeah. This girl was Emma. Emma was crying.
Oh, ew.
Oh, I'm so irritated. They were like, breathing heavily.
Ew.
In the chat.
Sobs.
What game were... Oh, we also played it. We also played Isolator.
Yeah.
Which was traumatic.
It really was.
It was traumatic. Oof. It was... So basically, it was like an escape room. And we would have to...
help each other out.
So, help each other out, basically. And Carol would be in one room... like doing something, and I would be in the other room, and so we had to like communicate with each other to get out. It was really fun, and yeah. Carol couldn't do basic things and she would cry.
It was so hard.
It wasn't that hard.
No, okay, for me it was, because it was like the constant waiting and just like, is anything gonna happen or should I quit now, because like I couldn't find my way around it. Yeah, I shouldn't be at the sex club.
Yeah. You know, I'll pass that off. No, you shouldn't. It was really bad. Remember when you like there was a maze and you spent like 2 hours?
Oh, that's because David, it was dark.
Carol, I got out of the maze in like a second. I was like, oh, because I was so scared. I'm like, oh my god, this is gonna be so hard. Carol like was almost crying.
Did you just see me standing there in the vent, like trying to find my way out?
No. Like when we switched turns, remember?
Oh yeah.
Like we switched roles when we like finished.
Oh yeah.
To see like who had like the hardest one. And when I was like, oh my god, this is gonna be so hard. Carol had such a rough time. I'm just gonna have a breakdown. And I got out there in like a second.
Yeah.
Maybe it was just, I think it was just luck, honestly. But like,
just say
it. That was kind of funny. No, I'm not a big brain. No, I'm really not. Like, mm-hmm. I guess I am. Oh my god. The season 4 of The Crown came out.
Yes.
And the star of the show came out. The main character. We waited 3 seasons for them to make the main character appear. Princess Diana. My obsession. Obsession. It's an obsession. I think I have a problem. It's an addiction.
Oh.
Just seeing her is just wow.
Yeah.
I know. Wait.
You're gonna be that parent.
I'm gonna be that middle-aged mom
that treats Princess Diana like a friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh my god, Camilla.
I don't want to see her.
Oh my god, no, so awful. And the actress. Oh my god. Everything about how the way she moved her, the Diana head tilt when she's talking, how she tilts her head to like the side, her voice, her hair, her face, her everything. She's,
good job,
if she doesn't get an Emmy, that's how you know they're rigged, because she deserves every award. And I heard that the royal family is pissed. Like, they're mad. on, like, they're big mad. Carol.
Yeah.
And they're really upset, like, with what they're putting out. They're like, oh my god, we just got our, like, especially Prince Charles and Princess, no, well, I don't think she's the Princess of Wales. I think she's a duchess, no, Camilla?
I think so. I don't know.
And so, yes, yes. Camilla and Charles are really mad, basically. Okay, like, if you don't want them showing you doing bad things, then why did you do that? It's so hypocritical. It's so annoying. It's so ironic. How they're mad that they're portraying them. Exactly. But, like, they're not portraying them in, like... Exactly. Especially the queen. I think people are mad because they think the queen is perfect, basically. Mm-hmm. And seeing her... And I was kind of upset. I don't think... Okay. So, in the first two seasons, as she's a young queen, I stand her and I love her so much and everything. But when I think they're completely two different people. Compared... Because I feel like the establishment she is in has, like, affected her.
Oh, yeah.
And matured her. Like, for sure. Because she's so different. I saw her, I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
What? Like... And she's kind of stubborn and strict now.
Mm-hmm.
But all she's trying to do is uphold the crown, I think. And I think, like, you see in a way, the way I saw it was that she did want to help them, and she really did care, but she just couldn't, and she didn't have the power to, and she knew that.
Camila, ahorita, espérate. Just give me 5 minutes, okay? Wait, 5 minutes. Five minutes.
What happened? I can hear you. Girl, I cannot hear you. You're breaking out. Oh, you're breaking out. Carol, are you there? Carol. I think she died. Oh. I couldn't hear you. I was like, oh my god. Did she leave? No. But what were you saying? Yeah, well, before you got, like, all the blah, blah, blah.
Oh, no, I just need help with the cupcakes.
Well, let's just wrap this up then. So, basically, I think she knew that she couldn't do anything to help them, and she really did, like, she really did want to. But she just, like, she knows what better now, basically.
She's matured. Like that.
She, yeah. But I don't think she wants to act like that way. And you could see her having a conversation, like, after Diana, like, sought to her and asked her for help and everything. And for, like, oh, please show me love and kindness. And that's all I want from you. Please, Mama.
Mm.
And the queen, I feel like she wasn't used to being asked that. Because everyone knows, like, immediately that, like, they're going to be, like, go away, like, why would you ask me that? But I feel like she recognized that she actually had a point, and she was having, like, a little, like, dining session with, like, all the females in, like, the family, royal family, and they saw it as something, like, very stupid for her to do, but the queen saw it as something like, oh, maybe she has a point.
Like, yeah, I feel like throughout the show, it's just a lot of it's Elizabeth, like, having like constant eternal conflict with herself between the crown and Elizabeth, you know.
Yeah, and honestly, I don't think they depict. I feel like people are almost. I feel like people have different interpretations, but I feel like that's the way they wanted to. Like this constant conflict, basically, like you said, and I like so. There's this ending thing which I really like because. There's like a bunch of symbolism and figurative language with Diana and mooses, basically. So in the beginning, have you seen season 4? Or you still haven't watched it, right? Okay, so in like when you're first introduced to Diana and the royal family is beginning to know her, they go out to shoot this moose, right? And they're like, I feel like they use the moose as like a way to represent her, and how she's like, she's, and at the end of the episode, once they kill the moose, they like hang the moose up, and then they cut to like Diana's face and everything. And I feel like it's kind of her like crucifixion, basically. Ooh. Like she's in there. She's like, she can't get out. She's stuck there, and then that was the first episode. And then the final episode, she's walking down the stairs, right? Oh my god, I love the cinematography, the how they filmed it and everything. And they like zoom up to her, and so there's like, it's like a two sets of stairs. And there's like, after one set, there's like a little platform, and then you go down, right? And then in the first like platform, when she goes down on the first platform, there's like antlers of the moose, right? Of a moose on the wall, right? Or an animal. I don't know if it's a moose. And she stands there. She stands there, and you could see like the antlers just like coming out of her. Almost. It kind of looks. And it was just amazing. I was like, that's wow. Funny. Like, and I feel like at first she didn't know what she was getting into. She thought everyone thought it was like a fairy tale, and especially her. She was so in love. She was so blinded by what was happening. And that was her. Because just before that scene, she guys got into kind of argument with Prince Philip. And Prince Philip's like, you can't divorce him because you don't know what this family will do to you. And I feel like that was when she realized
what's really going on.
But I feel like she was already realizing it, but that's when she realized this is like, she's in a dangerous game.
Oh, wow. Oh, I need to go.
And I just love it.
I'm going. So much.
Okay. Well, that's the end of this.
Yeah.
This is the end. So, bye, girl.
The big one or the small one?
The big one?
It's the big one. Go now.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.